Do you need more than one new gun per month?
Oh, sure.
That's the question right now in Virginia, pitting the Second Amendment against victims of gun violence on this Tuesday, February 28th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
How many guns are enough? That's a crazy American kind of question. Good morning, Celeste.
A student who was injured in the Virginia Tech shooting joins us in just a minute, along with a man who says gun restrictions never work, so why have them? Also, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson joins us to talk about the future of NASA. But you're still talking about the price of a gallon of gas. A listener named Stephanie posted this at Facebook. It still mystifies me as to why people blame the president for high gas prices when it's obviously such a complicated problem with so many contributing factors. Give us your thoughts by calling us at 8778-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on the headlines.
Primary day in Arizona and Michigan. Some polls are open in Michigan. The polls open in Arizona in about an hour. Mitt Romney is predicting a win in both states. The polls might justify that claim. Rick Santorum is calling on Democrats to vote against his rival. It's an open primary in Michigan. Socorro Galusha Luna works for the 2BA Leader Foundation. She joins us from Coolidge, Arizona. We're checking in with voters all over the country in Michigan and Arizona today. Socorro, how are you feeling this morning, and what are you seeing in your neighborhood?
Good morning. Well, it's still dark here. Yeah, I've got about an hour before the polls open.
And where does the race stand right now?
Yes, Romney is very popular. Even our governor endorsed him. But I'm going to go with someone else. I like Rick Santorum.
What is it about Santorum that's gotten you to move off the fence and actually support him? It sounds like you're going to be voting for him later today.
Yes, sir, I am. Number one, I like his faith. I like his family. The thing that caught me was that his wife has homeschooled each of their 7 children, and I was a homeschooling mother. My children are now grown, but that was a wonderful way of life and a way to raise good citizens.
All right, pulling the homeschoolers vote there. Socorro Galusha Luna is voting for Rick Santorum, one of the voters we're checking in with this morning in the Arizona and Michigan primaries. She works for the 2Be a Leader Foundation and joined us from Coolidge, Arizona.
In Ohio, flags will be flown at half-staff today in honor of a high school student who was killed by a teenage shooter. The gunman also injured 4 students at Chardon High School in Cleveland before he was captured. FBI investigators have yet to press charges, but will hold a news conference later today. And in Syria, activists have helped smuggle a wounded journalist out of the embattled city of Homs. The BBC's Jim Muir has the latest on the whereabouts of British Sunday Times photographer Paul Conroy.
Paul Conroy's movements had been shrouded in discretion because of fears for his safety. But Syrian opposition sources said he was smuggled out of the besieged Baba Amr quarter of Homs yesterday, then taken through the countryside and back across the Lebanese border during the night. Diplomats in Beirut confirmed that Paul Conroy had arrived safe and sound.
Meanwhile, the family of American journalist Marie Colvin are appealing to Syrian authorities to allow her body to be recovered. She was killed last week in a rocket attack with a French photographer.
Israel says it has no plans to warn the U.S. if it decides to launch a preemptive strike against Iran, according to comments made by Israel's prime minister to American visitors to Israel. According to a U.S. intelligence officer, the lack of communications is a protective measure to keep the United States from being held responsible for any Israeli attacks on Iran.
And let's check in the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,981. The S&P at 1,367. The NASDAQ at 2,966. Tomorrow is Leap Day, and we kind of want to hear from you about Leap Day, not about the extra day in February, not about whether or not we're coming in line with the Roman calendar, more about sort of a philosophical idea about leaping. Have you ever taken a leap in your life? Is Leap Day an opportunity to take a leap? Maybe you didn't want to take otherwise. Maybe you wouldn't have taken were it not for that last day in February that only comes once every 4 years.
Leaps on Leap Day?
Hey, that's a tradition in many cases.
What kind of leap?
Ireland and other places, that's when women are supposedly allowed to propose marriage. We want to know about your leaps of faith. 8778 My Take. Give us a call and tell us what leaps you might make. We're going to talk just a moment about a gun restriction that may be going away in Virginia.